We are live again on both X and on Twitch on this day, May the 20th, 2024. We got a lot of action going on. You know, we all got that cat fever. Nice to send those Bruins back home. Love to do the same thing with those New York bros. Love to finish them off too. We're so happy seeing the Nick, if you're listening 30 years from now, the Panthers are in the Eastern Conference Finals taking on the Rangers. They're actually the betting favorites I guess Vegas knows, but the Panthers are solid minus 150 moneyline favorites, even though they don't have home ice, and even though the Rangers are the President's Cup champion, the best team in the regular season. Now, we know about the curse, but I didn't think Vegas took account for the curse.
No, they just know the Panthers are better. Nothing to do with the curse.
Well, that would be awesome, you know, if they do that. I'm tired of these New York bros. We dealt with these jabronis yesterday at Lone Depot Park with some Marlins and Mets.
Yeah, do rent control departments in Queens, do they get ESPN? Oh, hold on, I forgot to put my chicken tenders in the fridge. Oh, where's Robbie? Where'd Robbie go? We lost Robbie. All right, it's just me. All right, how about them cats? The cats are looking good. You know what? I think we're at the point now where we can honestly say that the Panthers are the best team in South Florida. Best, most consistent, most fun.
It was a butt dial. I'm sorry. Vinny 0690. What's up, Vinny 0690?
Oh, I was talking about how we're at the point where we can say that the cats are now the best, most fun, most consistent team in South Florida.
It sounds like you're doing like a Heat thing. Most hardworking, most, you know, most entertaining.
I mean, it is. I mean, they should put culture on the ice, not at the Kaiseya
Center. Oh, well, we are going to be speaking, which we, a man of culture and a man of cat fever. We are going to be joined at some point by the one great Brendan Tobin.
And an
artsman. Matt, come on, Matt. You've Matt 0102. You've been on the, you've commented on this. On these podcasts, you just ask, what do I have the Dolphins record the other day on Tobin and Leroy? I literally have it in my name. That's literally the whole point. 9-8, right there, Rosie.
Odyssey Rewind.
He doesn't even need to. He can just look at Robbie the Degenerate right here, where my name is. Robbie the Degenerate, 9-8. I have it up there, too. I don't have the Canes one up there. We haven't done that one yet. But the Dolphins one's right there for everyone to see. 9-8, as said on Tobin and Leroy.
You can put 1-0 for the Canes because they're going to be the Gators.
They might. I mean, that's 50-50. The Canes are going to be – you're definitely going to take the Gators with the points. There's no way the Canes should be favored. They're favored because –
Wait, they're favored right now?
I mean, unofficial. I mean, I haven't seen – the Hard Rock's not offering it yet, but loose lines on the sports – on the – just like your CBS sports scoreboard has the Canes -3. They're giving way too much credit to Cam Ward. Now, look, Cam Ward had a good spring game, but at the same time, you went 2-7 last year in the Pac-12 with Washington State. And
but now he's got a much better coach now.
Oh, yeah, now that's so debatable. Matt 0102 says Panthers in 5. That would be awesome. Be awesome.
You know, that's not a terrible take, but I personally have the Panthers in 4.
Sweep gets embarrassing. Ungentlemanly. You know what? That's what New York deserves. Ungentlemanly. They don't need to be gentlemen swept. They need to be ungentlemanly dealt with because they're not. They're no gentlemen in New York. That's we learned that one yesterday. We learned that.
The good news is it's been so hot in Miami or in South Florida that they're all home now. So.
SDI, you're gonna have a field day booking plane tickets for all these New Yorkers, wherever you may be, wherever you may be watching.
No, these New Yorkers are a bunch of clowns. They can't handle this heat. They're already home. They're like, oh, I'd much rather deal with the homeless encampments and drugs on the street than the heat. By assholes, these New Yorkers, get out of here. JetBlue.com. Use promo code SDI. I pay for it.
we should get a JetBlue sponsorship. Just call it the SDI flight. Just all flights from Miami Airport, Miami or Fort Lauderdale back to LaGuardia or JFK.
the SDI special is Fort Lauderdale to LaGuardia. SDI pays for the flight. I'm chartering it. Get out of here, you dummy.
Maybe,
but there's no Wi-Fi. There's no movies. You can't use your electronics. It just the SCN and the Degenerate podcast blasting in the background.
They're gonna get so sick of us talking about my oh my god, is this guy with his clown wig again, bro? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's fine. They can put me on WFAN the next day. We can talk about
it. But yeah, I can't wait for that to start. It was so great seeing the Knicks lose yesterday. It was so glorious. I wish the Heat could have been doing that. But
you know what? It was actually the first NBA playoff non-Heat playoff game I've seen in probably a decade. By choice at my house. Like, I've seen other games where I'm at a bar and it's on TV and obviously I look and watch. But by choice, where I went on my cable.
Out of your effort. You took out effort. You used effort.
Like, I had to remember what channel ESPN was. Or ABC. It was on ABC.
Yep.
I had to remember what channel ABC was. Like, I actually wanted to watch these Ben Stiller cry.
Well,
also, why was Spike Lee there? I thought he wasn't going to Knicks game since they didn't let him go down the private elevator.
That was so great seeing the sad face Spike Lee.
But why was he there? Like, does James Dolan allow him to use the private elevator now, or what happened?
Well, you know, speaking of sad Knicks fans, nobody's happier to see sad Knicks fans. And the man backstage, the one, the only, Brendan Tobin.
Oh, maybe Tobin can answer that question.
Hey, what's up, Tobin?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Did you see Spike Lee, sad Spike Lee yesterday?
Of course. It was great.
Is he allowed on the private elevator now, or why is he going to games again?
Oh, you know how these Knicks fans are, dude. Remember when Fireman Ed quit, too? Like, they all come crawling back. It's their identity. It's all they got.
They have nothing else to live for.
Yeah, I remember Spike Lee was here last year for the Heat ones, too. Like, but no, he's like a mascot. He has nothing else to live for.
But I mean, the only time he ever made a good movie was with Ray Allen. He like
True. I once tried to. We had Spike Lee on. Yeah, I don't remember if Robbie was still with the show or not. But I tried to convince him. I was trying to convince him to have Bam Adebayo be in the sequel instead of Zion. Because like, how do you even know Zion can act? He's not even good.
He can't even. He's gonna get hurt. He's gonna get hurt during takes. He's gonna get hurt during filming. He's gonna have to sit on the bench.
Yep.
Also, imagine the cost on the buffet line that you're going to have to pay to have Zion Williamson on a movie set.
He was like, his retort was, oh, can Bam act? I'm like, do you know Zion can?
Yeah. Zion won't even make it through the court. He'll be doing
and I think actually we had him on. I think, Robbie, didn't we have him on like right as all this fiasco was ending, like with the Knicks thing? Because I think I was trying to convince him, like, listen, I'll let you become a Heat fan. I'll give you the pass right now. And he wouldn't do it.
I wasn't.
Is Ben Stiller going to play the head coach?
I think he's really become my most hated Knicks fan. I hate him.
Yeah, he's the worst.
I love watching him sad.
Yeah. Well, but Tobin, as happy we were to see the Knicks blown out, is there a little part of you that's a little bit like, damn it, if the Heat were just one game better in the regular season, they could have been in that spot where Indiana was, and they could have, you know, taken down the Knicks themselves and avoided playing.
There definitely is, but that was the frustration of the season. Like, they let it be upended by TJ McConnell and Nick Batum. Like, that's on them. But yeah, it's very frustrating to see an Eastern Conference this depleted, and you know that you should be there at the end with the South. Like, you know what Jimmy says, like, as this thing goes on, is looking more and more true. Like, we can sit here and we can be frustrated about the Heat year and all that. But he's probably right. Like, if you really push came to shove, if the Heat could have gotten themselves in that seven spot and you know, ran this thing normally, they probably would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals again with Boston. It's probably true. He's probably right.
So next year we don't allow Jimmy to go to the tennis. He has to focus on the basketball.
I mean, like, it's a tough thing because it's like you either don't pay him and he's going to be a dick, or you do pay him and you don't really have any leverage on him. So I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to end. But, yeah, that was definitely one that annoyed everybody when he got sick after the tennis. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's Jimmy. Like, Jimmy, he's got other things that he likes to do, and that's you know, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. He's just not worth $40 million.
Whoa, hot take.
But it's also like, who is? You know, like, everybody in this league, it's, you know, there's that stat going around right now. Like, Rudy Gobert is, like, the only guy of the top 15 paid guys in the league still alive. You know, like, all of these guys, as they get older, make a ton of money. And so it's like, well, who are they? What are they going to do? They're going to max out Nikola Jovic. Like, they're going to. So it's like, I get what people are saying. You worry about paying the money, but it's like, you're going to pay the money to somebody probably not as good anyway. Do you really blow up and or risk all of that stuff? So I think just being the extension that it is, which is essentially just a 1-year deal, I think I would do it just because I think if they retool it the right way around Bam and Jimmy, I think they actually can be okay, especially in this conference. But, you know, Riley, I get why Riley's annoyed. He likes guys to be active, and Jimmy is not has not been there. But, you know, he certainly wasn't the worst defender this year.
I'm shocked that Brown and Tatum aren't in the top 15 paid.
I'm sure they will be by like next year, yeah. But I think it's because you're at your current, whatever your current rate is. Okay. And so it's all old guys.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown Supermax, I think, kicks in next year. So,
okay.
So
that makes sense. Lines. Okay.
But Tobin, you know, we're here, you know, we all got it. Our temperatures are sky high, over 100. We got to see a doctor. We got full on cat fever, Tobin. And,
oh,
you know,
my God.
Well, it was so great beating Boston, not beating Boston yet again, and now we get to go up against them in the Mecca, bro. They're already sad about the Knicks, and then you could pile on the Rangers' sadness in New York.
It is a pretty great run as far as the Panthers are concerned, because these are definitely the three most, I would say, hated teams in their stratosphere. So it's been pretty fun. They're a fun team. They're a fun team with a lot of fun personalities. They fight. They have thrilling games, and I'm also really happy to see Sergei Bobrovsky have success at this this level because people wanted him out of town.
So I was about to say, you were the only one that stayed on the Bob train. When are they going to have you bang the drum?
I don't know.
Game three or four. Which one is it?
I was trying to get Max Strus, and it annoyed Leroy very much that I wanted Max Strus to bang the drum.
Normally I'm Team Tobin, but I was kind of Team Leroy. He's an enemy right now.
He's not the star of the Cavs. He's Max Strus. Like, he just cashes checks from the Cavs. You know where he loves to be.
I get it.
He wore the cat sweater in Boston. That was cool.
It was cool. I thought it was. I thought it was a cool move by him, but, you know, whatever. I mean, they can go with somebody else. I'm not, like, dying to have Max Strus do it. I just thought it was a cool maneuver by him. They should at least invite him to the game for sure.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think he can also afford tickets. I think we need to start a Tobin drum train here, because the only one that stayed on Bob's train was Tobin.
I mean, Tobin, I remember when the Seattle Kraken – had their expansion draft. I remember still working with you guys back then, and we were all like, wait a minute, can the Panthers let Bob be exposed? And then we looked into it. It's like, no, the Panthers had to legally, by contractually, they had to protect Bob from being taken in the expansion draft. And most of us were like, oh, damn it, we're still stuck with Bob. We have to protect him. And now, you know, we're happy. Now, Toby, we're sitting here super happy that the Panthers were not allowed to expose Bob in the expansion draft.
He's got like the greatest agent of all time. He had like, it's not even like, don't even like mention the fact that you could, it was like no transaction, no trade. Don't even talk to me about it. Give me my $70 million.
Yeah. So my brother, who's a big hockey guy, he said that a lot of players started doing that. A lot of big name free agents started doing that after the Golden Knights. They put that in their contracts that they can't be in that stuff. But it's good. I mean, good thing you stayed.
Matt0102 says, I missed four goal bog. Easy money, easy money overs.
Have you been upset recently of the Marlins? Their surge lately, have they ruined your run?
No, I mean, they'll get it back. The live betting will take, well, you know, it was always there. Like, you know, the live betting will pay out 5-1, 6-1, and if you lose, you lose. But if you win, even if you win half the time, you're still up on these live bets. And speaking of which, Tobin, would you ever own a bobblehead of a team you didn't root for? Like, would you went to City Field and you got a Mets and you got a Pete Alonso bobblehead, would you want it? Would you have that around in your decoration?
The only time I ever had one of those, I strangely had my mom had a really good relationship with Carl Yastrzemski's wife.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I actually have a Yastrzemski. It's like the only non-South Florida thing I have in my office over here is a Carl Yastrzemski, but he personalized it to me. It's a signed picture of him hitting a home run, Thurman Munson as the catcher. Wow. But I had a Carl Yastrzemski bobblehead. I don't know where it is now.
The only bobblehead I have here right now is, of course, greatest Marlin ever, Kevin Millar.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Robbie, does that mean I need to get rid of my Kevin Millar bobblehead? I'm not a Marlins fan.
I love Kevin Millar.
I keep him in the box so that I can resell him. So that's why
I have one in the box. We all went to that game, yeah?
I think so.
We did.
We
all did.
Yeah,
I have a Millar one, but SDI, you wouldn't own a Dodgers bobblehead. You wouldn't own a Clayton Kershaw bobblehead. You wouldn't own a Giants bobblehead.
If they did something like, I don't know, like something gimmicky with it, maybe.
If I needed to blow like a Poon Knight, I would definitely have a Kershaw, a big Poon Knight. I would definitely have a Kershaw bobblehead.
In a playoff Poon Knight, you have a Kershaw bobblehead.
Bring out the Kershaw. I want to blow it.
but these jabroni Mets fans are I can't believe how people are obsessed with bobbleheads. Even like Jake Berger bobblehead. We had a 4-year-old in the group. I can't believe we missed the window. We got there early too, and we missed the window to get the
you
Jake
didn't
bobblehead.
So oh because this is coming
from
you
yesterday.
Went to Jake Berger bobblehead day and there were no bobbleheads left.
A friend of ours is friends with Andy Fletcher, so we got the tickets from the Empire, but we had to wait for them at will call. By the time we got there, by the time the tickets came here,
that's shocking.
The bobbleheads were out.
How many bobbleheads did they give away?
8,000.
They've gotten cheap on it because they used to give away like 14,000. It used to be first 14,000 bobbleheads, so they're even getting cheap on the amount of bobbleheads they're giving away.
We were with a good friend of mine and her son. His favorite player is Jake Berger. So Robbie spent 9 innings trying to get a Berger bobblehead doll from Mets fans, and nobody would give him one.
I even offered to buy one. And they're like, no, bro, not for sale. I'm like, what, really? You haven't even listened to what I had to offer. It's a free, and they're freaking Mets fans.
I don't know if I'm in the greatest graces with the Marlins right now, but I got to see if I can make this happen. I can't believe this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you could, that'd be awesome. But there were these two older Mets fans in front of us. They were drinking the whole game, a lot of booze. They left in like the seventh inning because they had to go watch the Knicks lose to the Pacers. And they forgot their cell phones, but they remembered to grab the Berger bobbleheads. Like no chance those bobbleheads are making it to a rent control department in Queens. What are you doing?
It's so amazing. Like now Tobin, I want to go to Citi Field on a popular bobblehead night. And I'm gonna get a bobblehead, and some Mets bros go, hey bro, give me your bobblehead, and I'm not gonna give it to him. I'm gonna throw it in the garbage.
I'm just gonna hold on to a Ray Ordonez bobblehead.
Yes,
for spite.
Yes, totally out of Team Petty. I'm gonna take a Mets bobblehead. Someone's gonna offer me. I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna take it with me. I'm gonna throw it in the garbage.
Get the Dwight Gooden ones and keep it. just sell the snow that's on it, and then keep the bobblehead.
Oh God. Well. Toby, you know, it's good, which is why I was so happy to see the Knicks lose, and I'd be so happy to see the Rangers go be crying. How do you want? Do you want gentlemen sleep, or do you want dirty, nasty, horrible sweep in four against the Rangers?
Oh, I would love a sweep in four. I do respect the Rangers, especially the Breadman. The Breadman, no, I mean, him and Sergei are like tight friends. I mean, they're really, really close. And I just feel like every time he faces Bob, he gets a goal at least. So I'm not confident in a sweep, but top hats and monocles for sure.
Who's the Breadman?
Artemi Panarin.
The Breadman. Yeah, that was, he had that beef with Putin a few years back.
Yeah, they don't like Putin. You know, that was a funny thing about Bob, because Bob always, I asked him one time about, Ovechkin, and he's kind of like, you could just tell, like, he's like, I don't mess with Ovechkin, you know, like, he didn't say that, but I could just tell, like, he was just like the most cliche, and that's because, yeah, that's, Ovechkin's a Putin lover, that's why. Yeah,
they're good friends.
He's a Putin lover, and he's like, we don't mess with him.
Second straight Eastern Conference Finals playing against Trocheck, a revenge game against Trocheck. Straight Eastern Conference Finals.
I like Trocheck too. I like Trocheck when he was on the Panthers, but probably, he's got to get it.
This is probably the best year of his career too.
Yeah, they have firepower. That's for sure. Like, this is not going to be an easy series, but I do feel like, man, if the Panthers, it does feel like they dictate all of it, because when they play clean games, it doesn't feel like they're very beatable.
Tobin, you're BetQL people now. Mm-hmm. So I respect you we've adopted you as our fellow degenerate brethren.
Thank you.
So we looked at this. So I thought when the line came out for the series, I thought, you know, the Rangers had home ice. They're the President's Cup champion. They're the best team in the regular season. The Rangers would be favored, but not by a lot. But I thought the Rangers would be favored. But it turns out the Panthers are -150 money line favorites to win the series, despite not having home ice. I guess and you know, all those New York bros are going to pound money on the Rangers. That's a risky line. What say you of that?
I don't. I think people just have a lot of respect that they just have so much firepower and they're so deep all over the place. You know, like they had this past series, like it's not even like Tkachuk played that well. And you got to figure that he's going to be playing. I mean, Barkley's playing out of his mind, but they had, you know, performances where they're having like their 22-year-old Anton Lundell score for them. Gustav Forsling had the craziest goal ever.
Reinhardt hasn't really been done much, especially in the Boston series.
No, and he had a lot of those spots that are right there. I think the other thing too that's been interesting is, man, they seem to grind teams down. They don't get a lot of opportunities. Like Bob was facing like what, 20 shots a game. I mean, the Rangers are probably going to bring more attempts his way than Boston did for sure. Just cause they got more creative guys on offense. But I just think people look at the Panthers and are like, well, what really is their weakness? They really don't have one.
I mean, they're so deep. All their lines are deep across the board, and I guess they're the defending Eastern Conference champions. Giving the respect, if they make Panthers too big of an underdog, they're worried about all of us backing money on the Panthers.
And I think the most important thing is everybody knows Madison Square Garden is an overrated dump, and nobody gives a rat's ass about it. Like they keep making it seem like this place is a mystical place, and it's not.
Just like the TD Garden, where the Panthers have won 6 in a row now.
It is weird. Like, home court advantage, and like it really doesn't seem like it matters at all anymore, especially in basketball. Like, I know it's been always that hockey has always been a place where, like, it was looked upon as less important. But basketball, it was always looked upon as a very, very important thing. And, my God, like, I mean, all of these series – the old Pat Riley saying, if the series don't start to, like, every one of these series can go whenever, whoever is, like, Heat Celtics over the last couple of years has felt that way. Then you just saw what happened with the Timberwolves. They won 3 in Denver. Denver seemed like an impossible place to go win. None of this stuff matters anymore, because I don't know if it's because it's too wine and cheese, as Robbie would say.
I was thinking it.
But I feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the kids just don't care as much anymore about the rip up, or just the 3-point shot can take people out of it so quickly. I'm not really sure.
I mean, two game sevens yesterday and both road teams won.
Yeah.
The wine and cheese theory is not a bad theory. In that, you know, I mean, you know, that the prices of tickets go up and up, the hardcore fan goes away, and then you know, it basically becomes a neutral site game.
So I went to a Boston, a Celtics Heat playoff game, and I went to a Panthers Bruins playoff game. The Panthers Bruins was one round later. I paid less for the Panthers game, and it was the atmosphere was way better than the NBA game. So I
think it has to be. Well, were there a lot of Bruins fans though, or was it because the Boston fan is definitely like, I've definitely noticed at basketball games, like that's always been a thing where we've gotten at Northeast fans at games, but certainly after like all the influx of people from the pandemic, like it's very noticeable even more that when you have these games in town from like Boston or New York or Philly, like a lot of the arenas taken over by their fans.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely some Bruins fans, but I would say it was at least 90% Cats fans.
Yeah, like, I'd say with the Heat, it's probably like 70-30. Like, it's mostly Heat fans, but it's like it's very noticeable. There's a good amount of Celtics fans. The craziest amount of fans this year, though, was Warriors. Like, people
really?
Love.
Oh my God,
dude! Steph Curry is
bandwagoners.
He's the most beloved player I've ever seen in sports. It's crazy, dude. Like, I'm telling you, because that was like a game. I feel like the locker room took a long time, and I got out, and it was probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours after the game had ended, and it was like the damn Beatles were leaving. I know it's a very timely reference, but like the Beatles were leaving the arena. with people trying to wait for the bus. It was, I'm like, man, nobody gets this reaction like Steph Curry.
It's probably like Jordan. Like Jordan was probably like that, you know, in his day. We're too young for that.
A play-in, but barely making the play-in. Steph Curry still trying.
Still love, dude. Still love. And his warm-up routine is cool because he's just like, he's putting on a show. He's throwing like, because he's got his own little coach, and he's like doing fade routes where like he's throwing his hoodie to his shooting coach, and then like he's doing like soccer tricks, like he's a sea lion and then hitting threes, and then he'll do the half court shot. And everybody's there. They're going crazy for him.
Well, Tobin, arguably the real reason we asked for you is because what I wanted to know is you went to Vegas with Leroy for the Canelo fight. I just, you know, what kind of Vegas shenanigans did you and Leroy get into? Did you go to that burger spot again? Did you have the mariachi band?
We didn't. We go to the burger. The burger joint has been taken over by a Wahlburgers, which I'm really pissed off about. Oh. The Wahlburgers have taken over that place. We went to the best place we go to all the time is Herbs and Rye. That's the best place in Vegas. They got meat happy hour, and that was delicious. Still the best. The Radio Row is pretty solid. We got to talk to Oscar De La Hoya again, and he was loving it because he just wanted to bash Canelo. And Leroy was nervous about it because he's like, you're not going to ask about the Canelo thing, right? I'm like, yeah, of course, Sam. That's what he wants to talk about. He wants this to get, he loves attention. And so he was really cool. But the funny thing was, while it was happening, so we're sitting there and they start like, the promoters were really upset because they were doing the official weigh-in. So the weigh-in everybody sees is a ceremonial one. The real weigh-in they do is in the morning. And so we're there at 7 a.m. Vegas time doing the show. By 8, they were doing this actual weigh-in. And they were like, hey, we need to take your sign. And, you know, like the Canelo versus Munguia sign. I was like, all right, fine. And it was like, because they wanted to put a divider up in the wall of the room so nobody could see in the back, because they didn't realize media was going to be there, even though media was just us in the LA morning show. And it was, they like kept putting up these dividers, and I'm like, well, what's going on here? Like, I thought when I was telling them, I think Canelo or Munguia is going to miss weight and they don't want us to see it. Cause why else are they doing it? And so I asked him during a break, and she's like, well, Oscar's coming in here to do media and Canelo's going to weigh in at the same time. And we don't really want a brouhaha. I was like, oh, but they completely whiffed on it because they put up these dumbass dividers, and then it ended up with Canelo. We were doing, because we're in the back of the ballroom and Oscar's interviewing with us. Now his face is to us in the wall, so he couldn't see Canelo. But Canelo's literally like 4 feet from me and Leroy, right behind Oscar De La Hoya, walking behind for his way. And so the whole point of them stealing our sign didn't even work because they literally were right next to each other. Thankfully, he was distracted and he didn't notice it. But the whole point of them trying to like stop a kerfuffle was to keep them on opposite sides of the room, and they ended up being 4 feet from each other.
Yeah, this is shocking information that the weigh-in we see on TV is not the real weigh-in. I had no idea. This is the first time I've ever heard that in my entire life.
It's fairly new. Like, it used to be, I would say SDI probably like 6 years ago that stopped, and it was a UFC reason. Like, the UFC was having a real epidemic of like losing fighters to the weigh-in, and they're like, well, what can we do to curb this? And they're like, morning weigh-ins. And I guess they think that works better. I've talked to fighters about it. A lot of fighters hate it because they have to sleep or try and sleep dehydrated the night before. Ooh. But the idea is you get to be more hydrated by the time the fight comes around. So there's a give and a take. But yeah, that's probably been, I would say probably since 2018-ish, they changed the weigh-in. So the weigh-in you watch on UFC or boxing is fake. It's just completely for ceremony.
So like they rigged the scales to show like the weight from the morning. This is unbelievable.
I don't even think. I think it's just like Joe Rogan's like 185, and if they missed weight, they'll say official weight 188. He missed weight. Like,
this is breaking news. I think Tobin just broke news on the ESPN and Degenerate podcast. I don't think anybody else knows this.
I'm telling you.
I think we might go viral on this. I think Tobin just broke some news. I think Dana White's gonna get upset about this.
If you, because there was a point too where like it swung back where like a lot of people were missing weight in the mornings. They're like, maybe we should go back to afternoon weigh-ins. I'm like, I remember when this was a debate and you guys switched. Like, it's like all these new UFC fans who like don't remember this stuff. I'm like, I remember when the UFC did their weigh-ins on certain days. And it's funny, like, you know, obviously I do a lot of UFC interviews and I'll always know if somebody's having a trouble missing weight because or making weight, because usually interview day is like Thursday of fight week and Friday's weigh-in day. And if they're like, hey, such and such is going to cancel, I'm like, eh, somebody's having a bad day making weight.
how nervous were, I mean, I know you're not nervous, but anytime, you know, you guys have fighters, especially De La Hoya, come, you know, take the microphone. I don't know if Marcos or Vlad, whoever was producing that day, I would be sweating bullets, getting my hand over that dump button. How worried about were you and Leroy about guys coming in and just dropping bombs?
I would have been worried. We didn't get to line up with Canelo. Canelo only seems to know, he's speaking English, which is great, but he seems to only curse a lot in English. So I would have been nervous of Canelo. I wasn't nervous with Oscar. And then I think I recorded everybody else, Robbie, to be honest with you. Well, we just lost him.
He'll be back.
I think I recorded everybody else, so Robbie would have been safe. But the fighters that I did record, they dropped a few. I know that's a problem. I like having the fighters on, but they do have potty mouths. I can't help.
Canelo's not doing English interviews now. That's a new thing.
He's hilarious. Yeah, he's hilarious. But he can't do interviews without using the F word.
Yeah. So like other stations get him on, they just dump him.
I don't know. Funny because Radio Row is. It has radio, but it's also like they have a lot of YouTubers there now, and it's more like a media row, more so than it is even a radio row anymore. But yes, he curses a lot. He curses a good amount, but he's funny.
Yeah,
This is the future. This is the future of the NFL games. When NFL has games on Netflix and all these whack streaming sites, that's the future. Somebody's going to be dropping back for a pass, and the pass is going to be thrown, and it's going to freeze and in the air. That's the future of watching NFL games. What just happened?
Robbie's so upset about these streaming things. I it doesn't bother me. I think it's fine with me. But Robbie,
it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me because, I mean, I'm a fight fan, so I'm used to having streaming services, but I get it. It's for if I had to like tell my mom, hey, this is where the Dolphins game is, like, good luck to all everybody out there trying to figure out how to get them on Peacock, you know, like it would be easier.
And you're outside, you're Palm Beach County, Dana Broward get the games on regular TV, but if you're out in Palm Beach County, you still got to fight, and there's a Dolphins game on Amazon Peacock, you got to call those logins and passwords.
I can't tell you how much I hate the Palm Beach stations. They're the worst, because the thing is with the Palm Beach stations is they will literally just do giant graphics for rain. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, severe thunderstorms. And so like a third of your screen is just taken over by weather graphics, and they have to put a map. I'm like,
yeah, but they do that here too.
I don't remember that SDI. Like, so when like, I was living, like,
maybe it's not as big, but for Dade, it's always like I live in Dade, and it's always like thunderstorm or tornado warning in Broward County. And
yeah,
like,
well, but it doesn't take up the
why
whole
is this on my TV.
Yeah, it doesn't take up there the whole screen, basically.
There was one for March Madness for the Canes, and it literally like they broke in for severe thunderstorms, and they made a small screen game.
Oh, God.
Big screen. Like, it was like, you know how they'll break in with a commercial, but they'll have like the free throws still going. It was like that. But even like they cropped off the game because they were like severe thunderstorms in Stewart County. And I'm just like, are you kidding? The Canes are trying to. They're so bad with it. I shame them on Twitter every single time, but still happens.
Robbie, you got to get him a crack stick.
Oh, I do got the crack stick now. I do got the crack stick. I have all. I got all the stuff. All the fights. All the pay per views. All this stuff. I know people.
I have a plug for my computer. So like, if I ever wanted to do a, you know, wink link, like I can figure that out. The thing that drives me nuts though, like my father in law does that for like games on Fox, and I'm just like, get an antenna, dude. Like, come on. Like, I have an antenna for the broadcast channels. Like, just plug, because that happened. I've told the story on the air, but this happened on the Cowboys game. And when you're on a stick, you're usually on like a good, probably like a good at least 90 second delay behind, right? And you know, my brother-in-law, nice guy, but he's a Patriots fan. And he's just like, he's sitting there with his phone because he doesn't care about the results. And he's like, you want to know what happened? I'm just like, no, I don't want to know what happened. Shut up. But also I blame my father. I'm like, how do you not have normal broadcast TV?
Yeah, that's right. The Cowboys game was on Noche Buena. These are the situations I'm talking about. So it's going to happen on Christmas Day with these Netflix games. But Tobin, you see, when we were all youngsters, we were always told by our predecessors how worse TV was back then. Back then, we only had like four channels, bro. And if you missed a TV show or live, that's it. You missed it. There's no DVR. There's no watching in a delay. Now, I feel like we're going to tell our youngsters how great TV used to be, and everything's whacked out on streams. We used to tell back in the day when you were watching Fox and then you wanted to switch over to NBC, you could just hit a previous button or change the channel. You didn't have to log out of the app and then log into another app and get a two-factor authenticated passcode to sign in. And everything's a pain in the ass now. We're going to be telling our kids how great we used to have it.
Robbie's the youngest get off my lawn person of all time.
He makes for it is funny though, dude. Like trying, see, like they used to say that to us, like, oh, you know, we only had this many channels, but like try explaining commercials to kids these days. Because I'm gonna tell you guys, it's like explaining to my kids that aliens exist. I'm like, no, you guys don't understand. What you watched was what you watched. Then you had commercials you had to sit through, and then the show would come back. These kids are banging out like boom, 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 like whatever they want to watch, Sonic the Hedgehog. And they're all watching what we used to watch. It's the other thing. Like, there are no new shows. Maybe Bluey, right? But like, there's no new shows. They're all watching what we watch, Sonic the Hedgehog, Animaniacs, Nicktoons, all the classics, Cartoon Network, whatever we were watching. That's what they're watching. So this entire racket has gone on. The whole libraries are on Netflix now. They're watching what we watch, but they get to watch it in 2 months. Like, they're just done. I've watched every Tom and Jerry there is to watch because there's no commercials.
So I'm old school. If there's a show that I like, but let's say like I'm binge, like it's an older show, but I haven't seen it, I'll only do one episode a week, Fridays at 9 p.m. Like I'll do like how you did it back in the day, you know? Like I'm only watching once a week.
That's impressive.
I'm not binging it.
House of Dragons is about to come back again. Are you gonna resume watching House of Dragons?
Yeah. Just because there's not much. I mean, honestly, dude, the thing that I like most, probably my wife and I like most watching together, is reality TV. Like, I was watching Love Island, but I like the UK version. So I like Love Island, and then we were really into Vanderpump Rules. But you know, there's not been many shows where I'm just like, top drama, have to see it. So House of Dragons is definitely in there because it does make you miss Game of Thrones. And they don't feel like they're mailing it in like they did the last season.
Oh god, yeah, that might as well have been a postman with how they mailed.
It's terrible.
Jon Snow should have just been wearing a FedEx outfit for how they were mailing in that last season.
Like the coach of the Falcons, who's the FedEx CEO son.
That's right. All right, former coach. Well, Tobin, last question before we let you go. Thanks for getting on for us. We can't have you on without asking you this. You know, Jimmy Butler, you know, they're talking about trading him or keeping him. And now you also have Tua at the same time, not going OTAs. They're going to pay him. So if you had to pick one, who stays, who can get to pick one had to stay, one had to go. Is it Jimmy Butler or is it Tua?
Goddamn, Robbie. Really? That's the question you're going to ask me?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I got that.
I'm going to go Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got to go Jimmy Butler. I got to go Jimmy Butler. I got to go Jimmy Butler.
Go with Tua just because of age.
Nah. I don't. Because look how fast you can fix it in the NFL. Like, you just get back in there. You try again. You can, if you do it right, you can get back in there and, like, you know, fairly quickly. Now, it is the Dolphins. I mean, we've been saying this a while for the Dolphins. Yeah. But, no, loser leaves town. I'm like, no, Jimmy's given – Jimmy has – dwarfed Tua in moments. Like, yeah, I'm not doing what I did with D Wade. I was heartbroken with D Wade left. Like, it wouldn't be the same as D Wade. They're different, but I love Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler has had some really, really badass moments. I like him being the face of the Heat. I understand the annoyances that he has around the organization that everybody doesn't love, and that he treats the Heat like a job, and he has, yes, all these side quests, and he's not necessarily the Heat guy, because he's like, I'm going to do my own things. And if you want me to be on Inside the Heat, it's basically going to be a Jimmy Butler commercial. He treats himself as an entity. And I know that annoys everybody, because he's not like Bam and he's not like the young guys. He's not like D Wade. But when it comes down to basketball moments, no, come on, man. Like, I can't throw that away for a maybe. And I love Tua. I've been into his corner. I think he's a really easy guy to root for. But I understand the hesitancy. I'm not one of these people where I have a very strong take. Like, if Chris Greer came out tomorrow and he told me, Tua, your ass has to play and prove it this year, I can't really blame him. And I don't really necessarily know what Tua would do with that. It would suck for him, because he, you know, he did everything he was supposed to do last year mostly. But I would understand it, because you've had health issues, you didn't do well against playoff teams, and RVA Richie saying he would cry. I don't think he would. I think Tua's a pretty mentally tough guy. Dude's been through a concussion where he thought about retiring. He's been through his coach hating his guts. He's been through a bad hip injury. Like, the guy deals with adversity well. So that's part of the reason why I really do root for the guy. And I think that, like with Bobrovsky, like, the story would be so cool if Tua would work out. It's not like the Tannehill thing where the guy was like the personality of a potato. Like, I think the Tua story would be amazing. But that being said, he doesn't get to bounce Jimmy Butler for me.
well, Tobin, thank you for coming on the second leg of the Home and Home. I was on with you guys doing That's a Win, That's a Loss, and now you're here on us. Thanks for coming on, and see you tomorrow. What, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you're still doing the BetQL thing on the week on Saturday.
Seven to nine. We're on our 2-hour shift because it's not football or college basketball. So basically, up until the end of August, we will be doing 7 to 9 live. When it's not that, it's usually podcast form. And yeah, you guys know where to find me. You know, we're doing the same thing. Yeah, I love you, boys.
Yeah, I'm warming up our Twitches. I'm doing these walk and talk.
The pregame shows.
Yeah,
I like it.
Tobin and Leroy's.
I have noticed you've been going live more. I gotta tune into the walk and talks. I'm like, why is Robbie going live at 10 a.m.?
Robbie walks to work now. He does the walk and talks in this 112 degree heat.
I make sure to go off the air by 10 o'clock. I don't want to overlap. I don't want to steal. But I know sometimes you get on the air like at 10:05.
Yeah, listen, Joe Rose on those replays, he's very takes great liberties with the commercials. So you probably got to like 10:06. And also, Robbie, like, who cares, dude? Like, people can, if they miss the show, there's 900 places. They're making poor Marcos put up 10 podcast episodes a day. So if you can't find a part of the show that you didn't want, like, by all means.
Well, Tobin, thanks again for coming on with us. And go Cats.
Go Cats, dude. Cat fever.
Yeah. Thanks, Tobin.
Oh, that was great. Great. That was great. Great, awesome. Having a Tobin. Damn, we've been potty for a little
while. Yeah, Robbie, I'm going to accuse you of keeping him on too long like you did to me that one time. It was all for 40 minutes.
No, we messed around for like 10 minutes.
Okay, 35 minutes.
Yeah, but Tobin was providing entertaining content.
Robbie, you kept him on too long, bro. You kept him on too long.
I was being, you contributed to that too.
I'm down to keep him on as long as they want to be on. You just got mad at me that one time because I kept her on too long.
Well, I was being very respectful of her time. We've had Tobin on several times, but that was her first time coming on our podcast. I didn't want her to think that every time she comes on, it's a 30-minute extravaganza.
No, next time it's going to be an hour and a half.
There ain't going to be no next time. She banned, bro. Nothing. She was like,
what do you mean?
Great lover, but no, she's banned.
She's not banned.
She's banned. Well, all right. I think we kind of gave some of these away. Go ahead, SD. Put your hat on. All right. We may have a Biasso. We kind of teased a Biasso of the year when we were talking with Tobin. But go ahead, SD. What do you got on your? Yeah.
The New York Post.
Oh, I love how I feel like all this is going to be New York related. But go on. What did the Post do?
They had an article saying that the Mets manager, Mendoza, already looks like a winner. So I have a lot of questions about this article. A, what does a winner look like? He's just managed for, what, 45 games? 50 games?
And he's under 500. And they lost.
And he's 21 and 25, or 22 and 25.
He just lost 2 out of 3 to the Marlins.
Yeah. Whole article about how Mendoza looks like a winner when they lost 2 out of 3. And the article dropped Saturday night when they had just lost 2 to the Marlins.
Is this after the Edwin Diaz meltdown? This dropped after the Edwin
Diaz? That's when I saw it on the Twitter. I don't know when it was exactly published. But these articles, the guy's been managing for 40-some-odd games. He already looks like a winner. Like, well, I don't know what that means. What is that? No, what does a winner look like?
And he's 4 games under
500. And he's under 500. Not to mention.
Jeez, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, what else you got?
Old friend Adam Schefter.
Well, was this related to? Is this because he was breaking golf news when?
No. That was stupid of him. But no, that's not why. He posted an article today. I don't know who the author was. I just saw the tweet. Panthers head coach Dave Canales said Bryce Young is, quote, doing fantastic, end quote, in Carolina's new offense. Story via D. Noon ESPN, whoever D. Noon ESPN is.
David Noon ESPN.
Yeah. Like, what is the coach going to say?
He's doing terrible.
Hey, D. Noon ESPN. Hey, at D. Noon ESPN, this Bryce Young's a bum. He's doing terrible in our new offense. Like, also, why is Adam Schefter retweeting an article about a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I will say Skip Schumacher ripped into Sixto Sanchez pretty hard. He you know, which is good. Well,
that's fine though.
I like seeing it. Yeah, no, that's the only time you see it. Everyone else is gonna say, "Oh, he looks great. Oh, he's looking great. Oh, he looks great. Oh, he's
he had a rough first inning, but he had a good bounce back.
He showed some resolve and guts. No, but Skip Schumacher called it like it is. Like, bro, he's gotta get ready.
But why is that in chapter A? Retweeting an article about the Carolina Panthers, and obviously, what is it like? These nonsense questions. Like, no coach is gonna say, like, no, he sucks. He sucks. Like, now it's year. It's only been 1 year for Bryce, but you know, just based on OTAs, I think we're gonna have to tank again. He might be thinking that, but he's never gonna say that out loud.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. Can I put this RBA Richie Twitch up as a Biasso?
Let me see. Let me read.
It has something to do with the Scotty
Scheffler. No, see, you can put it up. You can put it up, and I will massively disagree with RBA Richie on this. You want to read it, or you want me to read it?
Yeah, Louisville. All right, so yeah, Louisville, Kentucky police department gets Biasso Mahoris for the arrest of Scotty Scheffler.
Why? If the police officer is doing his job, why is he a Biasso? If he's just an employee, he's a regular cop. If they're not communicating it properly to him, he's not a Biasso. I disagree. Also, like yesterday, I was driving to Marlins Park. There are streets closed. Now, granted, I'm not a PGA player, but I stopped my car. I said, hey, can I go? No, you got to go. Okay, no problem. I follow the rules. All you got to do is follow the rules. And then you can lower the window and be like, hey, you know, here's my PGA Tour card. Can we talk to somebody? And if they say no, keep going. You just keep going. Keep going. You got to follow the cops' rules. It's not that hard. Follow the cops' rules.
They have that stupid cop car blocking the exit off the ramp to the parking lot. I don't know why they have that there. For some reason, they do.
Like RBA says, they could have sorted it out. If you're working traffic control, for a major event like the Players' Championship, you don't have time to be like, hey, everybody behind this car, let me give me 10 minutes to figure out who this guy is. No, no, no. Follow the rules. It's not complicated. Cop tells you to go that way, go that way.
Yeah, and like, this cop.
It happened to me yesterday when I yes, it would have been easier for me to get home to make a left, leaving Marlins Park. The cop's like, no, you got to go right. So I went right, and then I figured out how to get back. That's it.
I know, and the cop.
I didn't tell the cop, hey, I you know, I'm a podcast star. Let me go. I know.
I might as well have done that because the cop car that's blocking the ramp when you get off the 836 and you saw, there's a secret exit on 15th Avenue and you don't have to go 17th Avenue where the suckers are waiting in line. There's a secret passageway on 15th Avenue and then you could right to parking. But they have the cop car they're blocking. I saw him there. I was like, hey, bro, can we go in there? He's like, oh, you're not allowed to. Oh, no, we're just going to park right here. Are you parking for the game? Yeah, yeah. All right, go right ahead. He let me through. It was very nice of him.
Another, that's perfect. If he would have said no, you wouldn't have ran him over. You wouldn't have gone.
No, I would have gone the other way.
I don't think Scottie Scheffler's to blame either, by the way. I think it's just a terrible misunderstanding, but it happens. Listen to the cops. All right, misunderstanding. Charges are going to get dropped.
RVA Richie says, my poon record says it all, officer. Y'all heard I'm SDI.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm going to say next time.
Don't have your Kershaw bobblehead in.
Marlins walk off in the 10th, according to
I was tracking.
Matt.
It did.
Josh Bell. 0102.
Yeah, they beat the Brewers. Ryan Weathers had another good start. I gotta say, he has had two back to back good starts. That's about so what else you got on your list? What else you got on your playoffs?
That's it. I'm done.
Well, do we want to say that these two buffoon Met fans who remember to get their bobblehead? Their Jake Berger bobblehead, but they. Well, you're watching somebody's IG.
I forgot to tell
Tobin to follow me back on the IG. Not that I'm going to post anything, yeah. But you know. But these two Mets fans who the whole game we were eyeballing. They were sitting right in front of us. They had their bobbleheads under their chairs. I'm like, oh, these guys are totally going to leave them. They remembered to grab him and leave him, but they had their phones in the cup holders and they walked away and they had to remember to come back and get their phones. They remembered to get their bobbleheads.
They remembered to get those. It's unbelievable.
That's pretty strong. We have the NFL draft being biased for ruining the Michael Penix pick, both Schefter and Ian Rappaport. Although it's not really them that are the biased. They're just doing their jobs. It's ESPN and NFL Network for doing that. But the two Mets fans remember forgetting their phones, but not forgetting their bobblehead that they don't care about. That was so ridiculous. And I hope, it'd be awesome. That's an awesome offer, Tobin. I don't know. He says he doesn't know how much pull he has anymore.
Yeah, but that'd be awesome. If he can pull that off, that'd be incredible if he can get that.
Yeah, dude, we don't life there, but yeah, those are solid playoffs. Along with I said it before, the NFL having Christmas Day games on freaking Netflix. I'm watching NBA. Like, you know, the Tobin situation. Like, he's at his father-in-law's house. We're all gonna Christmas Day. We're all gonna be at somebody a relative. We're all gonna be at a relative's house or something. We don't know what the situation's gonna be like, and they may not have the stick or have the log.
Okay, so I grab the remote and I put on Netflix on their TV and I log into my Netflix and I watch it. What's the problem?
Yeah, but you know what? But what if you're logged in your other devices?
So what? What's the problem?
What if they don't have a smart TV? SDI, did you ever think about that? What if you can't download the app?
Everybody has a Roku or a Crackle or Apple TV or a Fire Stick.
It depends whose house you go to.
Robbie, there's not a single person. My 91-year-old grandmother has an Apple TV.
It's not. I mean, you might be stuck in a situation where all they have is standard def television.
I mean, this with all respect, but if it's my in-laws, they're going to have more than standard TV.
you don't know. You don't know where it's
going to be. If I'm going to somebody's house for Noche Buena, they're probably going to have more than the standard TV.
By the way, you need internet. You don't know how good their internet is. Especially if it's not rock hard, you're logging into the Netflix, you're going to have Patrick Mahomes.
Robbie, when was So we know your internet is not the best internet, right? We know this. What are you going to move now? We know your internet's not the best internet. Have you ever been in a situation where you're walking your when you're watching your crack stick and it doesn't, you don't want the human supply?
Yes, it happens. Yes.
No, it, no, it's never happened in your life.
No, it's it no, it it happens yeah, exactly. all the time.
RVA Richie's right. Tus suegros son los picapiedras, the Flintstones.
But no, it happens all the time. Where my
no,
where
it's
my,
never my... happened in your life. It's never happened in your life.
Yes, I it's happened many times. Look,
if
I
it happened in your life, you would have given up the crack stick by now. It's never happened in your life.
It has nothing to do. It's not the crack stick's. It's not the crack stick's fault. It's the
it doesn't internet. Matter. You would have gone to Rock Hard TV.
Yeah, but you know how much of a pain in the ass it is to get Rock Hard TV to run a cable all the
you
way into
had
a
Rock Hard TV. You switched it for the crack stick. Like, what are you talking about?
No, yeah, I know, but there's no turning back.
You know how hard it is to get Rock Hard TV? Like every TV's rock. Well, I guess now they have Wi-Fi boxes, but no, it's never happened in your life, bro.
It does happen.
It's never happened in your life.
It's happened right now. I can show you. I have to turn the screen. I have to refresh. You have to re-update the crack stick.
It's never happened in your life. Unless the internet goes out, it's never happened in your life.
It doesn't even have to go out.
I'd much rather have all the games on streaming than on CBS and Fox and all that nonsense.
If they're all in one streaming platform, fine. But
give
they're
them
like
all to me. Give me all. Who's next? When is Paramount Plus getting one? Let's go.
But they have the constant having to change apps, having to log.
You know what? I think next London game next year should be only streamed on BritBox. Let's go. Let's get this. Let's do this right, Goodell.
Why are Indian Rasa says, why am I aren't I walking? Oh yeah, I mean I've been walking all damn day.
Because when I don't do the walk and talk pod. When we pod, we focus. We don't have to worry about running across the street and then in front of the Pollo Tropical.
But you know what? I do. I mean, I got to figure out how to get guests because I would love to have Tobin on, like, you know, just like do a little quick 5-minute pregame before he goes on the air. I would love to have him on as a guest while I'm doing the walk and talk. I'd love to have you on before you're waking up in the morning.
I'm down. You just have to see me get ready to go to work because that's my getting. I listen while I'm getting ready to go to the office.
It's a pain in the ass to do it on the phone. The StreamYard doesn't work the same way. There's no fancy StreamYard on the mobile app. I gotta figure out. And then I would love to have people on and as I'm walking.
We'll do it. We'll figure it out. We'll do it. I'm in. Let's do it.
All right.
It's a benefit for me if we do a walk and talk pod, then I don't have to worry about poon schedule. I'll be like, we did the walk and talk.
Yeah, you're right. You could get your client. I mean, look, I'm walking for a damn near hour.
Telling the person I was with earlier tonight, I was like, oh, no, I'm just getting out of the way on Monday. That way we're clear for the rest of the week. And then we're going to old school. We're going to old school tomorrow. Then we're going to do a little Flannies action.
Yeah. It's not Wing Wednesday. It's
no. She said I hadn't had the rib rolls in a while. I said, yeah, no, me neither.
I believe it's Tumble. Tumble Tuesday.
I don't want her eating onions. Even though the rib rolls are the most overrated thing in Flannies history, but you got to. Sometimes you gotta eat things you don't like for.
I disagree with this, but there is an item on the Flanagan's menu that you will definitely say is more overrated than the rib rolls.
Which is?
It's once a year.
Oh yeah, but that's. I mean, that doesn't count because I mean everybody knows Thanksgiving food is overrated.
Programming note: there won't be a walk and talk tomorrow. Tomorrow's weights day. I got to carry the weights tomorrow, so unless I have a third hand or somewhere
wait,
to
wait,
hold
you,
my
like, phone. Wait, hold on. You hold weights while you're walking to work?
No, but I do exercises too. I do,
But I'm saying while you're walking.
While I'm walking, yeah.
You walk with weights.
Yeah, once a week, not every day.
Oh man, somebody's got to film this. Somebody's got to do a walk and talk and analyze this.
You know,
let's get Beast on the hot mic analyzing this.
I could do it, but I mean, unless I use one weight, but then I'm like, oh,
no, we need somebody following you with one of those sticks, with like a camera stick. Yeah. You're like, oh, here comes Robbie. Here comes the curl. We can make a combine.
Well, you could have somebody driving on US1 with like a drive-by camera,
Yeah,
like,
but they're probably driving faster than you're walking.
Yeah, that's true. Have like 10 cars in
maybe,
a row.
Maybe on rollerblades. Maybe they can rollerblade next to you.
All Well, maybe we'll find a way to do that next week.